This is William Hairwagon, Chair of the WBAI Committee of Inclusion. We're meeting on Monday, October 26th at 7 p.m. Via kpftx.org. And this meeting is not streamed. It will be, it's being recorded, and eventually the tech people will upload it to the calendar. Okay, now I really need to find my agenda. Anybody have the agenda in front of them? I sent it out a little before the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look, see what I can find here. Agenda. Okay. Convene the meeting. One, convene the meeting. We did that. Two, attendance. 2 minute introductions by those absent from the last meeting. So let's see who's here. I think many of us were here last time. Okay. Attendance. We have Nando Alberici. Don't hear anything. Maria Barreto.
I'm here.
Very good. Thank you. Jonathan Carter. Not here. William Hairwagon, that's me. I'm here. Hazel Pinder. Don't hear her. Ralph Pointer. Doreen Roberts.
Present.
Okay. Thank you. Terry St. Clair.
Here.
Thank you. Michael D.D. White. I think I heard you before. Michael, you present?
Sorry, I'm here.
Thank you. And Laura Wiggins.
I'm here.
Very good. So that's six or seven. I wasn't really counting. So that's quorum because we have, I think we actually have only 10 now. We're trying to get to 11 eventually. Okay. So now is there somebody, was there Terry St. Clair? Were you at the prior meeting?
No, I was at one a few months ago, but I don't think the last one. I don't know
okay,
when the last one was. Yeah.
This I made a little note in number two that said a two-minute introduction by those absent from the last meeting. So if you want to give, you know, whatever, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, whatever, introduction of who you are. And I guess.
Well, I've been listening. Yeah, no, I'm not sure why I was invited, to be honest. I am a longtime listener to BAI. I haven't been able to listen the last several months. I've been using my phone, and I can only get PRN on the phone. So, no, I don't really have much to say. I'm just going to listen in, see what's going on.
Okay. Well, you must have applied either by phone or by email or something for us to have included you in the list of people on the committee. So maybe you called in and.
Well, I think. Yeah, a couple of months ago I did speak to Hazel, but
yes.
I thought there was an application or a meeting involved. I don't know that I'm on a committee.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I spoke to her.
Surprise, surprise.
That instant.
That was it.
Okay.
I guess that was all she needed.
Okay.
That's all she wrote. And this is the Committee
okay.
of Inclusion, which is local people from WBAI. But it's actually a national committee of the Pacifica National Board.
Okay.
And let's see. Then I have number three here, explanation of the KPFTX calendar. Now,
I'm sorry, Chair.
Hello.
Laura Wiggins is off. This is Laura's first meeting as well.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. So, Laura, you want to give her an introduction?
Okay, well, I have been a listener of BAI for over 40 years, and I have been in the station when you were at 35th Street.
Wow.
Also, when you were down Lower Manhattan. And I enjoy the programming. That is why I volunteered whenever I could to assist in when you had drives, membership drives. I met a number of very impressionable people. I mean, I've attended, unfortunately, but no, fortunately, I had the honor of being at many affairs, including the going away celebration of lives that served BAI. And being a concern, being a aware person, when I heard the cart by Ralph Porter.
Pointer.
I heard the cart asking, you know, if you'd like to join. Be a member. Well, I did that. I remember his wife. I went to her homegoing or her funeral. And it's just that, as I said, I'm aware, I'm concerned, and I try to do what little I can do. Help make
You're welcome.
This world a better place.
Okay.
That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. And welcome. Let's see. Number three is the explanation of the KPFTX calendar. Doreen, do you want to do that?
Okay. Did you say Terry or Perry? Serena.
Serene Roberts is one of our members, and she'll explain the KPFTX calendar, which is where all meetings are recorded and available to look into. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so the website is KPFTX, and I'll repeat it again at the end, KPFTX.org. It is... It serves both as a calendar notifying the public of meetings of the national board. I don't remember how you mute on this service, but if anyone has a mute button on their phone, can you turn it on? Because we're getting some feedback there. So kpftx.org, it serves as a calendar where, you know, both members of Pacifica and members of the public can see planned meetings of the Pacifica National Board, any of the five stations' local boards, and committees of those boards. Most of the meetings are open and public. You can listen to a web stream of them. Some meetings, like this one, also provide the also allow members of the public to attend and participate, although obviously they cannot vote. And there are some meetings that are executive session when they're dealing with certain legal affairs requiring the advice of an expert, individual personnel issues, and certain proprietary issues that have to do with business operations, etc. Those would be closed to the public, but everything else you can listen. You can either listen live. This meeting is not streamed. We don't have someone who's available to stream it for us, but it will be archived, and it'll be up on that website in a couple of days. And that covers pretty much all the meetings. Now, it has a dual feature in that it also generates meeting reminders for us. So some of the people on this call board members, are members of the local station board, and their names, email addresses, and telephone numbers are already in the KPFTX system, so they get reminders. For the rest of us, if you can provide an email address, you will automatically get a reminder. So you would have gotten a reminder last Monday, for example, of today's meeting, and then you would have gotten one again on Saturday, and then you would have gotten one this morning. So it's useful. And that's about it. I mean, there are many things can be said, but they don't have to be said. That's about it for how KPFTX can make your life a little easier.
Okay, and I think, did I write out, or you write out, that seeking people's permission to, if they were happy having their phone number or email in the system?
I got an email from you, I think. We all got an email from you maybe about 2 weeks ago. Just clarifying for people that how it would be used. So it's in the calendar. The Pacifica tech staff obviously would have access to it, and certain other people on Pacifica, like the national board and local board and so forth, would also have access to it. There's never been a problem.
Yeah, but most people can't actually see the phone numbers and things. Okay. They can just see the meetings. Let's see. Number four, report regarding staff and programming diversity. I think we got, what do we got? Like a copy of the grid from Berthold, I guess, with names and information in it. You want to say something about that, Serene?
Yeah, so Ralph and I, at the last meeting, we had volunteered to start taking a look at it. And we did get some of the information we need from management. We need to touch base with them about getting the rest. It is being developed. We did get a grid from them, but the grid we got from them is a read-only grid. So essentially we end up having to retype everything, which is just a little tedious. But how we began to categorize the information was by program name, the host, gender, ethnicity, the type of program, you know, whether it's public affairs or music, what part of the week it is. Is it a weekday or weekend program? Because very often when folks are looking at programming, you view those two things differently. And then what part of the day? Is it morning, afternoon, evening, or overnight? And what I'll do is I did get a report from one of the other stations of how their committee of inclusion worked, or the result, their committee of inclusion report, excuse me. And I'll try to get from the others and send that ahead. Meaning Ralph and myself, are not quite finished with the work that we want to do on this, and we will share it before the next meeting. We'll share it with you all.
Right. Okay. Thank you. And you said some COI reports from other stations. You're going to send that to us as well if you get any.
I'm gonna request it. I have one. Gonna request it from the other stations. I believe at least two or three.
Ralph here.
Hello, Ralph. Welcome.
How's it going?
Halfway through the meeting.
Oh, Ralph, I'm sorry.
A bunch of us here already. We had two new people join us this week, Laura Wiggins and Terry St. Clair. So we have maybe 7 or 8 people here tonight. That's good.
Oh, fantastic. I'm sorry I was late.
No problem. You
know, trying to get ready for winter here in the North Country.
better you than me, but then you'll be in better physical shape, too, doing all that work. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway,
then,
I'll be listening. Mm-hmm.
Number 5 on our agenda is new business. Is any Serene, do you know of any new business?
I have a proposal, but I can wait to see what others have to say.
Okay. Does anybody else have any ideas, comments, or suggestions of how we might be continue approaching this, trying to gather information or anything else?
This is Maria Barreto. Good evening,
Maria.
To everyone. As some of you may know, I am co-host with Gonzalo Latino, which is a music show. We are Nando Alvarici and I. It's my second year with him, but he's been on the show for over 35 years. And so now we are on every week, every Sunday between 3 and 6 p.m. It's a bilingual show, and my main focus has been to bring more people to listen to the, to recruit more people and to also recruit funds and BAI buddies. And I speak English and Spanish. And as I offered, if there's anything in Spanish that, or if you need ever need anything translated, I would be happy to help with that.
Very good. Yeah, I think we put that in the notes last time. Very good. Thank you. Anybody else with any ideas or comments?
Mr. Chair,
I'm sorry. Is this committee going to be talking about the New York, especially the New York office, needing more funds, or how funds are going to be raised for future programming, et cetera? Is that part of something that this committee will be working on, including, or not necessarily so?
Yeah, I would think it's not necessarily so. We're more,
okay.
We'll be concerned with, what the staffing and the programming and the listenership to some degree, if we can get that
Excellent.
Kind of information, how that
Excellent.
Plays out demographically.
Excellent. Very good.
Okay, thank you. And who was that asked that?
Maria Barreto.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I think we're almost done.
May I speak?
Sure.
Okay, so I'd like to respond to Maria and say that we are a committee of the national board, but both locally and nationally, there are other committees. There is a committee that is, there's a finance committee that looks at the budget and is responsible for monitoring spending, et cetera. There's
okay.
supposed to be a fundraising committee, but I don't know if they're meeting. I think they had one meeting a few months ago, and I don't think I've seen anything since.
There's a task board.
Can you get on the stack? The stack and wait.
All right,
and don't
I'll get on the stack then.
Thank you. But I haven't seen any meetings posted. I'll send you a list of the committees that I'm aware of. I'll send you all a list of the committees of the local station board that I'm aware of. The one that meets most regularly is the Finance Committee, but of course there is, finally, a committee to search for a program director. So they're meeting later this week, but I'll send something out tonight with how you can listen and catch up and so forth. But I do think that we have a role in the programming because we're tasked with examining the... providing a report about who's in the listening area, who's on the staff, et cetera, which should serve to inform the decisions made with regard to programming and staffing moving ahead. And if I could just add one thing, Chair, we forgot to approve the agenda, and we forgot to put approving the minutes on the agenda.
That's correct.
Okay. So do we want to try to do that now, or would try to do that next meeting would be better, more organized?
We should make a motion to approve and accept
the minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, first the agenda and then the minutes, but I think Michael wanted to say something directly to Maria, so maybe that can go first.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
I was clarifying that there isn't a fundraising committee. There's a fundraising task force, and they have been doing work, and there's been reports to the local station board from the task force. It was on the agenda for the last meeting, but we didn't get to it because we were doing other things.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
So I would ask Michael to share that with the full group, because I don't think most of the other people on this call actually go to the LSB meeting. So maybe he can just forward those reports so folks will know.
To this committee. Good idea. Okay, now I'm going to backtrack on the things that...
Well, he hasn't said yet.
Oh, Michael.
That's right. I haven't said. Why don't you go to someone on the committee, Serene?
I'm sorry? What did you say?
I'm not saying yes. I think you should go to either the LSB, or you should go to someone on the committee. I'm not going to answer for the committee.
The task force, whatever it is.
Okay. Okay, you interrupted me to say there was a task force, not a committee, and you're on the LSB and I am not. So I don't have access to all the communications that you guys send out. But if you're telling me, having said that, you're unable now to share it with the rest of this committee?
I like you too, Serene. I'm not going to respond.
Well,
I have a motion, Mr.
Interesting.
Chair. I have a motion.
Okay. Well, let me go. Okay, go ahead with your motion.
So I move that we add approving minutes to the agenda wherever we are at the moment, and then approve that revised agenda, and then talk about the minutes.
Sounds like a reasonable motion to me. That's where I was going to try to go, but you did it nice and formally. Any objections to that motion? Hearing none,
yes.
I think that means that the agenda is approved with the addition of approving the minutes from the last meeting. And now we ask the question, are there any objections or, let's say, revisions to the minutes? Does anybody think the minutes need to be changed, or are the minutes all okay? I don't hear any objections. I'm going to say okay.
Okay.
Minutes approved.
Minutes approved.
Okay. Now, I think I'm done, and I think we're done. We have to do a little more work on gathering data. I don't know. Is anybody planning to go after actual, metropolitan area data, or do we have some kind of website that we can get that kind of information from? Does anybody know?
Serene?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I have those minutes as number 5, with new business now as number 6, and raising under new business. I would like to know who is available to volunteer to start checking out the old census information, like maybe even as far back as 5 years ago and then 10 years ago, to see what the listening area looks like, literally. I mean, in terms of age, ethnicity, geographic origin, that sort of thing. So that when this information becomes available, because your outgoing president wants it by the end of the year, the Census Bureau supposedly cut everything down in order to get to that. So by the time we meet again, we will at least know what we will be comparing the new numbers to.
Well, I can help with that. Okay. Very good. And I'm going to try again. I think we're almost done. I'm ready to end the meeting. And the next meeting is Monday, December 7th, same time. For old timers, for Harbor Day.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. If there are no objections, I move that we adjourn.
The second.
Very good.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be in touch with emails and things. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.